the rest of the story. Hillary Cook could scarcely believe her own eyes. And yet there he was, this gifted teenager about whom she had heard so much, this 14-year-old Dr. Doolittle communicating directly and specifically with a pair of small monkeys. "How is this possible?" Hillary asked the manager of the Vakamazinda Christian Orphanage. And the gentleman smiled and shrugged. Instinct. That was his guess. Realizing that no lie he could ever concoct could rival the rest of the story. For John, this remarkable boy, had been orphaned at the age of 2 when his parents were killed in a tribal skirmish in Uganda. Tribesmen had brought him to the Kamazinda Mission, where he was reared by the orphanage manager's family. And yet soon it became apparent that John was uniquely talented. For one day, when approached by a friendly pet monkey, John crouched down and spoke to him. Not as a child would. But could it have been in the vocal and the body language of the monkey itself? Language that the little creature demonstrably comprehended? No one beyond the remote village in the African jungle would ever have heard about John, the monkey talker, had Hillary Cook, a 56-year-old dentist from Sheffield, England, not come to Uganda as a medical missionary. With her 16-year-old daughter, Stephanie, serving as her nurse and assistant, Hillary would treat some 200 patients, often fixing teeth by flashlight in a simple thatched hut in that settlement 100 miles outside Kampala. Inevitably, she learned about John and went to the Kamazinda orphanage to see for herself. And she saw for herself he could do what he had been purported to. Why he could do it was most remarkable of all. For between the time that John had been orphaned and abandoned and the time tribesmen discovered him and brought him to the Kamazinda Mission, 4 years had elapsed. 4 years. For 4 years, the boy had survived in the jungle without human contact, having been adopted by a colony of chimpanzees, which locals insisted had fed the child fruits and nuts and berries and eventually taught the child to forage for himself. In fact, when tribesmen spotted the boy, age 6, roaming naked with the wild chimps, and then pursued him, intending to rescue him, the boy fled in terror as his chimpanzee family fought to the death to protect and defend him. Through his 8 years subsequent among humans, John discovered his own humanity. He learned to speak human language. He even learned to sing. Yet his ability to communicate with primates, not of his own species, would persist, and persists even to this day. All that you've just heard could not have happened, so say many authorities in the field of primatology. They say a human infant could not survive in chimpanzee society. They say that a chimp would be disinclined to help such a child in distress, that there is no such person as Tarzan. But the experts never asked medical missionary Hillary Cook, nor the tribesmen of Uganda, who had to battle John's chimpanzee foster parents to seize him, any one of whom might have told the college professors the rest of the story. John, age 14, lost his parents in tribal war in Uganda when he was 2. Abandoned in the jungle, he was adopted by a colony of chimpanzees, was fed fruit, nuts, and berries until he could be taught to forage for food. 4 years later, now age 6, he was caught and taken to an orphanage outside Kampala. There he learned to speak and to identify himself as human, and to sing. And to sing. He is now on tour in England and Scotland with the BBC choir. He still knows how to communicate with chimpanzees.